You know, I listened to a very provocative interview on the Tom Hartman show. Y'all know about me and Tom, we have a thing with George DiCaprio. Yeah, Leo's dad. And as you know from my sharing here on social media and my website, Leo and his dad produced a climate change documentary called Ice on Fire. It's really good. I recommend everyone watch it. It's on HBO, but they had it in front of the paywall so that everyone could watch it. I just went to HBOnow.com on my computer and I watched it without a membership. So anyway, George DiCaprio was on, and as is always the case, I have NPR on in my car, but I'm not attentively listening all the time. I'm someplace else. I'm in my higher spaces. But if something comes up on the show that is relevant to this now and has some energy around it, then it's like the volume gets turned up and my attention directly drawn to whatever is happening. And so when George DiCaprio came on, it really got my attention. It was his energy first and the frequency in his voice, but also because he was alluding to the fact that climate change and the devastation it is reaping on our planet might have a galactic influence. How riveting and exciting and really is that? Because, you know, Tom Hartman is a progressive radio host, and George DiCaprio, really all I know about him is that he's Leo's dad and Leo's in the movies. And, you know, so we have a much different listener base on Tom Hartman and a much different reality, perceived reality connected to Leo and his dad and even Tom. And then this being says galactic influence on this mainstream media platform. And it just lit me up in my cells. He was so sincere, so authentic, and such a gentle soul. And he was saying that the issue of climate change has gotten so out of hand with such great implication for our species and our future. He has to wonder if something bigger is going on. Now, my whole objective always is to stay in the lane where I know and can do as much as possible, which dials it back down to the understanding that we, you and me, we are creator beings. And the more conscious we are, the greater the influence we have. It is understanding that if there are dark agendas running in whatever dimension or realm, then those in their safe little known of church and charity and loving well are highly susceptible to those dark agendas. So we don't want to just resign them to, oh, that's the best that they can do. We must see and gather up as many as possible. I had a really inspiring conversation with a new human in Cape Town, South Africa last week. and the quote-unquote 144,000 came into this conversation, the connection and the energy that we were running, how souls that reflect our true family here on this planet are gathering and remembering. And yes, we're tired and the energies can be relentless to a changing body and mind and reality. But we signed up for this with great love and wisdom. And we cannot settle and have polarized perception now. Oh, they're over there doing that. Oh, they're over there doing that. Oh, I'm over here doing this. No. Take care not to empower drama or negative predictions or lesser potentials. Take care not to empower false or very precarious realities with your perceptions. Be a responsible creator and hold the highest possibility in each moment. Do you know that if I or you are in a circumstance, which I was just recently, which seems to have all old players in it and seems to look an awful lot like the past and seems to have constructs of belief in it that are very different than mine, that me being in that environment, you being in that environment with this orb of energy in your heart, energy streaming from your eyes, I see you and I know you and I love you not as your role, but the master that you are. I recognize that. This is the energy. I don't think all these thoughts in my head, but that is where I'm vibrating now. I'm taking the new energy with me into these circumstances. And by virtue of that, even if nothing is said aloud, every person in that environment and the environment itself is feeling the new energy. And it's talking to cells on a cellular level, frequency and vibration. Does this make sense? Does this bring insight and awareness into how we begin to embody the fact that we are now in a timeline experience where there are no stories? Gratefully and fortunately, the vibration of love has a higher light quotient and more influence in the co-creative realm. When others attempt to steer outcomes with fear dynamics, whether it's about politics or weather, they don't know what they're doing necessarily, but we do. We see that it's an energy that they're still being influenced by. Climate change, whatever. Stay conscious. Stay here. Your energy no longer leaning into. Your energy is so strong in this embodiment, so right here. And it informs your perceptions, your understanding, your wisdom differently. Keep your heart aligned with positive change that everyone is capable of and has access to. And be aware that every situation is influenced by your perception. And if your perception is swayed into a co-creation of drama, a co-creation of, oh, they're doing the best they can, so I'm going to love them doing the best they can, and kind of hanging out in who you've always been to them and who they've always been to you, then that drama is going to amplify for you. It tethers you, which is tethering our world. So we gotta understand our words and our perceptions as commands, really, because they carry energy. Okay, I think we're, yeah. So let me just jump and kind of let this simmer and grow in its intention and expand in energy within all our hearts. But I just wanted to share a quick note on politics. I mentioned Marianne Williamson on the last webcast, not as a personal preference or prediction, but only to shine light on the role she is currently playing, bridging a different frequency into political and governmental constructs. She has so much courage to be doing what she is doing. And that is what I want to hold up. I feel, yeah, my crown chakra, it's like someone's frying a dozen eggs on my head right now. Just so lit up. I just feel so grateful and excited about her, not personally, but energetically. And her voice is getting stronger out in the trenches. She was on Stephen Colbert, which in itself is a bridge, her to his platform. And you could tell on that interview that she is getting her footing. So the way that I see this and feel it is kind of like when the light came to her and said, you know, do this now. Get out there and run for president. I know this feeling in different circumstances. It's kind of like, really? Shell shock. I'm going to do that? And so when she first takes her energy and the light within her into this platform, it's very disorienting. It's like, oh, Bob, what do I stand on? Where is the platform? You know, where's my footing? Where's my foundation? And so initially, you could kind of feel that she hadn't quite figured out how to wear the embodiment in this very unembodied, polarized environment. But now she's really gaining momentum, which again, I'm not speaking to, she's gaining momentum. She could be president. I'm speaking to, she's gaining momentum. The light is infiltrating into a very, very dark environment and agenda that's so lost and is being empowered in it. It's the same thing I kind of felt with George DiCaprio. It's so endearing to me, this moment of the platform and the media that he was speaking on with Tom Hartman. And then he suggests that, you know, what's going on with our environment and climate change and the raping of the earth really is from the extraterrestrial realms. this is not only the higher mind, no time wisdom of the new light and the new grid anchoring onto this planet. And I completely lost the thread. Because it's a lot of energy right now. It's only that anchoring onto the planet. Well, anyway, we'll see if that comes back around. It'll probably drop back in. But back to Marianne. In the second presidential debate, she was fearless and brilliant in the points that she focused on. I think maybe that's what I, not only is the light anchoring into these dark agendas, but it's getting stronger. You know, the bridges are becoming stronger. And this is so important, really, back to these little family scenarios where oh, those people are kind and sweet and they love their children, so let them be there. But these bridges are happening everywhere, so what we want to do is to see everyone coming across the bridge. To see that and feel that and perceive that, and not that there are pockets of things outside of us, let them be. No, then we're underestimating everything, and most especially love. So it's really exciting and inspiring. George, Marianne, I see her as representing the light, and the light is expanding into these circumstances. She is a very purposeful presence in this now, and I just invite all of you to send her energy, because then you're not just sending a person energy, you are unifying what is awake and lit up and vertically empowered in you with the light in another circumstance. Do you see? And that's just lighting the grid all over our planet to do so. She mentioned Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand. She referred to her as a sister, and Meghan Markle was editor of the latest edition of Vogue in England, in that area, and featured both Jacinda and Michelle Obama. Just this, if you just feel this and then feel what happens inside of you, this beautiful, powerful, connective weaving of the new feminine. Power, strength, courage, light, compassion. It's so amazing to witness and to be a part of. Send your energy into that instead of defending what may still be tethered to old. Ooh, la, 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 la. Okay, so what next? The eclipse on the 16th, the second one in July when I was in Florida. The energies from that eclipse and still they are a key influence in where we are now, which I'll continue to speak to, and the kind of rocket fuel, the thrust that we have now. That eclipse, what happened with it, the energies were about amplification, so expansion, freeing, liberation, and releasing, so letting go. It was a powerful light surge with a massive focus on resolution to old stories.